Guys, we are very excited to announce that Legion of Skanks merch is back up and running.
We've been down for, I'm guessing, better part of 2 years. But we're back, baby. We're back in a big way. So stop asking me at all my shows if there's merch. There is!
A bunch of new designs and a bunch of classic designs like the logo or the Church of Latter-day Skanks. But we have a bunch of brand new stuff as well. My personal favorite is the Legion of Skanks Loyalty or Death t-shirt and hoodie. Because guess what? The newest core value for the Legion of Skanks is being a loyal skank.
That's right. And we have another one that says core values in case you don't like being esoteric.
All you got to do right now is go to skanksmerch.com. That's skanksmerch.com and grab a t-shirt or a hoodie today. We're going to be launching new designs every month or so. So grab them now before they sell out.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. To the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Intern Jake getting the crowd worked up into a frenzy, yet no drinks in front of us.
Nothing.
Mother
didn't
fucker.
Come to the production meeting on Saturday. No drinks in front of us.
You know what, Jake? You're doing a great job.
Oh, you got Dave's drinks.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
I would also like a Diet Coke along with my shots.
Hey, Jake, you know what? Great job. Take the rest of the drinks off.
Jake, take a lap, buddy. You're doing good. You're doing fine. What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from the Stand Comedy Club.
For now.
Yeah, are we on the way out here?
No, we're doing good here.
We're doing great here, everybody. I am Big J. Okerson. To my right, as always, Davey Smith.
Hello.
And to my left, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. We are the Legion of Skanks, the legendary Legion of Skanks. We have an amazing show for you. Let's get our guests out. Very fun guests. And sometimes, maybe their last appearance in the world. I know we're all sure that our first guest after this episode is going to die. You know him from Zach Amico's Morning Zoo, everybody. How about it for the great Zach Amico?
Hello.
Zach's looking good. Zach, you lost weight, my friend.
Working on it, buddy.
Hell yeah, dude.
And you're a brunette now.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
Going for a little something different.
You summer slut.
Thank you. It's going to be a goth boy summer.
Hell yeah. Oh, look at us go. Oh, our second guest, first time on the show ever. He is a record-breaking five-time ECW heavyweight champion of the world. He has a podcast called The Sandman Podcast. ECW legend, The Sandman.
I hope he does the whole song. Do the whole song.
I need a beer.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man. Zach, your entrance sucked.
There's a reason I went first.
I haven't been drinking, but I just asked Jake to get me a beer because I need to drink a beer with the Sandman.
I know. Now, wait a second. Jake, you're going to have to run to the store and get some Bud Heavies, dude.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need Budweisers.
Yeah.
Jake. Jake, do something, you piece of shit. Jake looks like he has a case of Budweiser in his car.
Yo, I brought these out for you guys.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Hell
because
yeah.
Because I'm done. After 60,000 beers, I can't drink a beer anymore, so I'm straight 99 proof.
Pocket shots.
Sandman did come in
done
with...
Done with beer.
There we go. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Cheers. Who else needs
yeah, one? Jake.
Cheers, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Sandman came in with a dozen of these 99 blueberry shots.
I think these are the last two.
Oh, no.
Hey, Dave, do you want to cheers with your stupid gay beer? Who's the nerd?
Hey, give me a butt.
Here you go.
I'm drinking my pussy-ass 24-proof bourbon.
Ugh, right. What
cheers.
A nerd.
Cheers.
To the Sandman, everybody. Thank you for being here with us. This is a big kick for us and all of our fans, you being here, sir. Yeah, Lewis, take it down, dude.
Why is the audience behind us? I don't understand.
A lot of people don't understand that.
That's a solid question. Seriously.
You're not the first to make that comment.
That is a man who's taking way too many shots from behind. He's like, what the fuck's happening behind me right now?
That's fair.
Yeah, dude, I'm like Wild Bill. Freaking when you go into a restaurant or somewhere, you sit with your back to the wall so you can see what else is going on.
Yeah, they are a shady bunch of people. They're actually slightly more dangerous than the ECW audience.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trust me, though, these guys are going to kiss you before they try to fight you. They're fans.
Who was a girl this week that had the problem with it? A fan that wanted to kiss her and she got all upset. Was it Paige?
Yeah. Oh, really?
She got all, yeah, some dude tried to stick his tongue down her throat like during
the British chick who did the porns?
Yeah, I was going to say, if there was a video of that, it would have really embarrassed her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She had sex tapes released?
Does it everybody?
No, not like this.
I mean, come on.
No, she got like double teamed. Then the dudes jizzed on the WWE world title. It was insane.
Yeah, a guy comes on the WWE Women's Championship belt and she gets double teamed.
I guess if I was doing one, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, come on. She liked that back
then. Well, we're very excited to have you here. You know, I guess, you know, we should also say we do have our little Sabu doll on the table that somebody gave us, which is Seth. So R.I.P. Sabu. Sabu, he was here a couple weeks ago. It was his last interview. Have you been getting annoyed with all of the people that are saying don't go on the show, that you're going to die after it?
Yes.
Zach, they say that to you every time you get up.
No, the first thing somebody came up to me in the green room was, here, you need to sign this. And I'm like, well, who are these other two names? They're like New Jack and Sabu. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm not signing up right now. Like, no.
We've not had a good record with ECW legends coming on the show.
Yeah, we're 2-0 against ECW wrestlers.
I don't think the curse is real. If it is, can you guys please book Bubba Dudley next?
Wow! That's a Steve Corino wow.
Listen, if you let the record show, New Jack was on the show twice, and there was a good 6 months in between his appearance on our show and his tragic passing. Sabu had happened days after.
Yeah,
that's
that
crazy.
Seemed to implicate us more.
Yeah,
where you were almost like, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, I did feel more involved in that one. It was right after.
I will say that New Jack was the man. I loved him on the show, and he was great off the show, but he was actually the most terrifying human being that I've ever interacted with.
Yeah. Didn't he tell us on the show that...
Dude, he would... If you only knew him out... If you really got to know him, like know him, you'd be amazed at how like gentle and giving you.
Oh, yeah, he started doing comedy for a while.
I mean, but
so
not a lot of
around.
People saw that. Like one out of 18,433. But
a lot of us saw a different guy, not so gentle.
Dude, Zach remembers, dude, when the second time he came on the show, where somebody tweeted at him, he was like, "You're gonna go on the Legion of Skanks? They say the N word." And then he was like, I don't play that N-word shit. And then I tweeted at him. I was like, nigga, you crazy. And then he got genuinely mad. he was like, what did he say to me?
That he was coming to see you tonight.
Yes.
And we were on like this.
With a blade.
Yes.
Not a gun, a blade.
We were at Sirius XM and you had no cell phone service. So you had to go all the way downstairs to call him and you left your Twitter open.
Yes, that's right.
To which I tried to reply to New Jack, rattlesnakes don't fear monkeys. Just so that he would kill you when he walked in the door. But somebody stopped me and saved your life.
Wow.
That's a good thing that tweet.
Wow.
I was planning Lewis's murder. I was planning Lewis's murder through a third party.
You're actually a good friend, Zach.
Yeah, we couldn't have stopped him if he'd read that.
That would have been that. But yeah, man, that was wild. It's very sad about Sabu. Sabu was awesome on the show, too. He really was. At the beginning, he's not like you. Sandman backstage is fucking just making everyone laugh, telling stories, being the fucking... Sabu, he got here 3 hours before the show, and he sat there stoic.
He ate a burger and then stared forward.
He wouldn't talk to anybody. We were like, he's going to fucking hate us. And about 20 minutes into the show, Dave Smith finally cracked him and made him laugh. And then from there, it was
turned
fucking
around.
Great. Yeah, turned it all around.
And then we had an Asian girl who got whacked off her ass.
Yeah.
That show went off the rails, I guess.
And usually Asians are the one doing the whacking.
So anyway, welcome to the Legion of Skanks, Sam. Man, you have your own podcast now.
We were way past this.
No, this is just the intro. We're just getting going.
You're just saying hi now.
I'm just saying hi. You have your own podcast now, which is great. You're in the podcast game, the Sam Man podcast, which is awesome. Well,
is that vodka?
No, that's water.
Yikes.
Sam Man, were you married all through your tenure at ECW, or with a girl?
Peaches. Peaches was my real wife, and my son Tyler in the angle is sitting over there somewhere.
Wait, your real son is here?
Yeah, that was Todd. Tyler was the real
with Raven.
Angle. That was my real son.
I know.
And that was my real wife.
When you said you were bringing, you said I thought you were joking around about having your son back there because Sam Man came with an entourage of eight guys that looked like they could be his son.
Family. It's not
you have to understand, if he doesn't keep him with him at all times, Raven will take him.
You have to keep an eye on the sandwich.
Yeah, that boy is in constant danger of being taken by a fleet of guys wearing short shorts and half tops. And they want to take him to Japan where anything goes.
That's funny.
You were telling us backstage that you drink... You 12 of these or so at a time?
Not at a time, over a period of a day.
Here, just each like,
listen, when you're an alcoholic, these are the things that you do to keep yourself less of an alcoholic. You go out every day and you only buy this amount of booze. You know what I mean? You don't buy 4 days of booze because then you're incoherent for 2.5 days. You know what I mean? It's like hack, get the fuck up every morning and go out and get your booze.
And that's all you have. And that's your limitation.
Well, maybe golf or something like that. Play with the grandkids, but that's about the most of my life I gotta do right now.
And you drink 2 gallons of water every day to keep your liver clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's nice. You should film that like Rocky getting up and cracking the eggs. You go to a place and buy 12 tiny tiny 99 proofers.
I saw that too. That's been part of my regimen for
cracking two eggs
years ago. Well, yeah, because it's an easy way to get freaking protein in you. Because if you're trying to get protein in you, you got to like eat steak, eat chicken. It's either you drink protein powder or you drink eggs.
Yeah, on both.
You can't eat 400 grams of chicken protein a day.
Want to bet?
Zach can. He does it just in burrito form.
That's an appetizer.
I'm so scared he's going to think I'm the blue meanie.
Stop stealing my fucking lines, dude. And dude, the meanie's felt compared to you.
Zach goes heel.
One of the things we're going to do later on the show is we want to do some extreme...
Later on in the show, I thought we were almost done. The fuck is going on?
He's still in the intros.
Seriously? Here, let me see this.
Oh, no. Here we go. He's taking the notes.
I ain't got my glasses.
You wear glasses?
Dude, I'm 65.
Simon, you're not allowed to wear glasses. That's the least hardcore thing on earth. Just go out there with no glasses.
No, I only need it for, like, reading small shit.
Yeah.
Now he
if
can
I'm
make
gonna
it.
Punch you, I'm not gonna stiff you.
No, Jesus.
Yeah. You keep laughing.
I can see from here to there. Oh. It's here to here, kids.
You I'm keep really, laughing until he suplexes you on his glasses.
One of the things we're gonna do later on the show is me and Zach in the second half of the show, we're gonna do extreme ECW trivia.
There's a second half of the show. Oh my freaking God.
The third half's when it really picks up.
Good, I told myself. Holy shit. Oh, you boys are going to pay. My son's worked me to get me up here. I'm like, no, no, I hate New York. They're like, hack, it'll be fine.
So that's the same thing they said to Lewis to get him here.
And then we waited an hour for our freaking tower of, what was the tower of?
9/11?
Seafood tower?
No, it was food. Our seafood tower upstairs. It took him very long. John Taffer would have been pissed.
You had a seafood tower?
Yeah, it took long to get.
Was it good at least?
Yes, very good. But it took an hour and 5 minutes to get to me.
Yeah. They say the food is good, but slow here at the stand.
Yeah, I hear the sex is like that too around here.
We're gonna do ECW trivia later on, and every time me and Zach get a wrong answer, we're letting Sandman cane us.
Oh my fucking God.
And the first of three.
Dude, I did not sign up for all this. Your free food tower, fuck that, I'm out of here.
No, don't worry, they make us pay for that.
Well, we
God damn.
Yeah, don't worry. But then we, see, I've never seen one of these canes before, and then I guess there's these little red ribbons on it, and we told this to Sandman, and then he started tightening the cane.
It's not a ribbon.
It's not a ribbon. I'm sorry for calling it a ribbon. I apologize, Mr.
Oh
Man.
It's a
why don't you piss him off by calling his thing a ribbon?
Oh, no. That really fucking sucks.
Here, keep doing that.
But we have other things to talk about first.
Oh, Jesus.
Jake, are you... Jake, we wanted Jake to be a part of this caning trivia, and did Jake turn it down?
Oh, my God, we haven't even hit the trivia yet?
No, we haven't hit it. Look at Jake. Jake's so quick to get on microphone. So quick to jump on microphone.
Hey, Jake, thank you for your prompt response to Lewis's
working
call.
Harder than everybody.
Don't That's you right. fucking dare say
this
that.
I'm with it. That's what the fuck I'm saying, man. Dude, I've been here a half hour and realized that dude's the glue that holds these
Can
shit
I tell
together.
You Lewis, one, just a humble observation here. ECW loves Jake.
They love him.
That's all I'm saying.
Sabu loves
Jake,
him.
Sabu loves Jake. Jake.
This is the endorsement of Sabu and Sandman, and we must honor the late wishes of Sabu.
That's true. He says he should be the president of this place.
Jake, what you're not going to take? You're not going to be involved in the trivia and the caning.
I'll get caned.
You'll get
I thought
caned.
He was.
Oh!
Right.
He'll get
no, I don't want to hit Jake. I want to hit one of you idiots.
You're hit this idiot.
I don't want to hit idiot. The hardest working guy in the freaking
He's
building.
He's not the hardest working guy in the room, Sandman. He sucks. He doesn't work.
You are killing Lewis inside.
He's, I don't know. He's been all over it tonight.
No, because he's kissing your ass because he's a fucking suck-up climber.
You suck up fucking
Please don't
climate.
Say it's so, Jake.
It's not so.
Please
man.
Don't
it's
say
not
it's so.
It's not so.
Jake, why
is it so, Jake?
Not so. Look at him. He's brown. You can't trust him.
Jake.
He does make a good point.
Jake. Wow. He's brown. You can't trust him.
It's true. Very racist. It's true.
What?
If ice
we
comes
are
in
a comedy club, aren't we?
Yeah.
If Jake. Ice comes to raid this place, Lewis has wow. to run.
That's what I said about psychosis. Can't trust that guy. Thank you. Jake, why weren't you at the meeting on Saturday?
I really did have to work in my job. I had to work.
They sent us a video of you doing Man in Street stuff.
I was at the P. Diddy trial the day before, Friday morning. And then I went and I was doing some stuff at the Knicks game later that night. That was on Friday night. I just posted it the next day, you see, while I was at work.
What'd you Please do at the Knicks tell game? Us what you were doing at the Knicks game.
beating up a Pacer fan?
Really just outside filming, just wild shit, smoking weed, drinking beer, stuff like that.
What's
okay,
wild shit?
So you just happen to be doing everyday life near the stadium.
No, I was live streaming.
Wow.
Live streaming, Sandman.
Streaming what?
Live streaming
I
on
need
TikTok.
That job.
Everybody.
You're just doing wacky man on the street stuff now? That's your new thing?
Yeah, I live stream on TikTok like every day.
So you won. So you won the intern championship based solely off of your man on the street for Legion of Skank stuff, and now you've started your own Legion man on the street thing yourself.
Lewis, I've been. Can I just tell you? I'm sorry. I just had a moment, and I have to share it with you. I apologize. This is on the podcast.
Oh, please.
Please.
I was just thinking, as Jake said, I was smoking weed and drinking beers by Penn Station. I'm going, that's what me and you did for our entire 20s together.
Yeah, and you guys were losers.
And I thank
Look
God.
Look how far they've gotten.
Dude, thank God there weren't smartphones back then, because we would have been doing lives, and it would all be on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have been me and you being fucking assholes.
Yeah.
I can't believe these 20-something-year-olds survive. We would have made so many lives,
Jake is
Lewis.
41 years old.
Oh, no,
Jake, how old are you actually?
I just turned 34.
Yeah. 34. No, you're missing
Dude,
my...
seriously?
This has nothing to do with Jake.
You look like you're like 51.
Jake, you do look like shit. You also should be a 34-year-old intern. We have 22-year-old interns over here that are just happy to be here, happy to fucking
well,
do the job.
If it makes it any better, Jake's toes are 349.
Sam, man, who had the worst feet in ECW?
The what?
The worst feet in ECW.
Oh, dude, it had to be Balls Mahoney.
Well, yeah. Can we show you Jake's feet? We want to see something crazy?
No, I've drank it too much and I might throw up.
You might. You know
what?
Might throw up.
You know what, Jake? Keep them away.
Yeah, I believe him. They're pretty gnarly.
Yeah, Jake's feet are wild. Well, all right, let's get into some of these things. So I got into an...
All right, some of these things.
We got a few of them.
Are we wrapping this shit up here?
About... Give us five.
This.
Give us five. We'll be done.
It's a four-hour podcast. It's like Joe Rogan.
Oh, my
It's like Joe Rogan with a bonus hour.
3.5 more hours here, and we're good. Don't worry about it.
They fly by. Everyone says they fly by.
I had an incident this past weekend.
What? No.
Definite incident.
I would say, yeah, definite incident.
Okay.
Like, yeah, had, yeah. And I really tried. I mean, I have a video.
Really?
I have some video.
From start to end?
It's not great.
How about you just speed the fucking story up? Oh, my God.
We got to stretch this for 4 hours, Sandman.
Fucking killing me. Oh, maybe I had it. Oh, maybe I did.
I mean, if you speed this up, we got a bam for 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot more.
You know Sandman's one thing is the economy of words. And you come here all blabbering on and on.
I went to go take an Uber to the airport. And I pre-ordered my Uber, and the guy showed up. I'm doing my thing, and it gives you a 5-minute. Sam, I can't tell the story if you're gonna look so bored. If you're gonna visibly shh.
Wee, 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 wee.
Shh.
Wee, 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 wee.
Lewis, come on. The guy that takes 6 minutes to get to the ring wants you to speed up your story.
Yeah, dude, I pre-ordered my Uber. He shows up, and they give you a prompt that says you have a 5-minute leeway period to get in the Uber.
I'm familiar with the Uber prompt. So you booked this the night before.
Oh, good. He's familiar with
it. So now you have 5 minutes, Lewis.
I have a 5-minute grace period, yeah.
So what do you do?
Right, about 2 minutes after he gets there, I text him being like, hey, I'm on my way, just so he knows.
I'm taking all 8 minutes.
No, it's 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
It's a 5-minute grace period. So I get out.
Take shots, 5 minutes.
Should I just do shots? I'm going to get hammered on today's show. I haven't drank in a hot minute. I'm drinking for you, Sandman.
Don't put the heat on me.
It's on you, man.
Fuck,
it's been 6 years.
Your girlfriend's going to be mad at me when you come home drunk.
And start hitting her.
She goes,
Jesus.
I'm beating my girlfriend
for you,
Sandman.
Sleep with one eye open.
This is what Sandman would want. You to listen better.
I set up a table. I fucking smash her through it.
Holding her pillow tight.
I am going to make her hold her pillow tonight.
So yeah, I text the guy that I'm going to be right out. I get out exactly 5 minutes after it's supposed to be there, and he's got this attitude. He's like, you know,
Hold on. So you get out right on time.
Right on time.
You get in the car. What does he say? What's his first vibe?
First thing is he's like, hey, just so you know, I could have left 5 minutes ago. And I was like, well,
yeah,
no.
That's
was
a
like,
weird thing to say.
I was like, no, there's a 5 minute grace period. And he's like, no, as soon as it turns red, I'm allowed to leave and get full pay. And I was like, all right, that's cool. But just so you know,
he would have done that.
No, he would have.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
That's bullshit. He would.
So then I was like, well, no, the Uber app tells you that you have a 5 minute grace period. And then he's like, no, it doesn't matter. And we start having this pissing contest. He's starting to drive away. And it's just, I won't let it go. And he won't let it go. And we just keep on going back and forth on this one point for, I'd say, the whole, like, maybe 2 or 3 minutes going down the road. And I'm like, buddy, I was like, I don't really care. It's not a big deal.
Pissing contest is the only sport Lewis ever played.
You're 180 seconds in, and then you finally realize,
it's too much.
Shit, this ain't going on.
It's not going anywhere. So then he goes, you know what, buddy? He's like, I'm not taking you to the airport. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. And then he starts turning the car around.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, I was just telling you what the Uber app said. I haven't been disrespectful or rude. This is right before
but
I'm
you
about
had.
To.
You no, had
I hadn't.
Disrespectful and rude.
Yeah, I
you
hadn't
had.
Been.
Yeah, you had.
I hadn't been. No, I mean, look, I'll give you some of the audio.
Oh my God, you're killing me with this.
I have
story,
audio.
Dude.
All right, let's
fucking
let's hear.
Killing
it.
Me.
I'd like to see Jeez. The evidence.
We're like 2 minutes and like 45 seconds in, and we ain't even got to the punchline.
Oh, hold on.
Killing me.
Lewis just went by 7 pictures of himself in a steam room.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding at all. He scrolled through quick, and I saw 7 different poses of just his face and shoulders in a steam room. That is batshit crazy. And each one's making a different mug. He's like, yeah.
That's funny. Look, he's still looking. No, he went backwards to look at the pictures he was talking about.
No, I gotta find the video.
He was like,
video.
Oh, yeah, it was good looking.
Hold on.
I do kill this story, please.
I'm trying to kill this story, Sam. Man. Timmy, you're making me so nervous. Please. No, that's not it.
The few times we get to watch Lewis get out alpha.
Oh, here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, now
is
like,
it just...
Oh, I'm pretty great.
It's like...
Yeah, I'm pretty great.
That was a rude deal. I was an... No, it's okay. Because I'm telling you that Uber gives me a 5 minute grace period. I didn't. I wasn't rude to you. I wasn't anything.
I just don't want to take you.
Lewis, can you pause it right there?
It's fine.
Can I already tell you the problem?
Yep.
Is that you said in the story, you go, I wasn't rude to you. Your closest two friends both went, yeah, you were.
I wasn't.
And then you go, look, no. Let me finish. Then you go, let me prove that I wasn't. But your recording starts at you going, I wasn't rude
but
to
I
you.
Wasn't.
Dude, so nothing
you're
proves.
Mel Gibson, you're Mel Gibson's wife
no,
when she starts
true.
Recording.
That's
she's like,
true.
She goes,
what are you talking
being
about?
So, why are you being so crazy?
And can I tell you why?
I'm perfectly
I'm
calm,
give you from
I said
a logical standpoint here. I wasn't trying to lose the ride. I didn't get rude until I figured out that I was actually losing this ride. So had I been shitty or rude, I knew he was going to stop and kick me out of the car. So I was literally just, it was a pissing contest. There wasn't anything rude. I was just saying over and over again, well, no, Uber, the app tells you that you have a 5 minute grace period.
All right.
So this is where it comes in.
It wasn't anything.
I just don't want to take you.
And
it's fine. And I appreciate it. And
I'm videotaping you. I'm reporting you to Uber.
I'm reporting it too. I'm
reporting
it too. This is being recorded right now too.
I don't care. Cool. I'm recording you.
I'm taping you. I'm scared.
You're canceling my ride because I'm literally telling you what the Uber app tells me that I have a 5 minute grace period. You just don't want to hear it.
It's fucking serious.
I wasn't anything to you.
Here's where I get rude.
Oh, wow.
You're a fucking piece of shit. That's what you are. No, I don't give a fuck. That's what you are. You're a fucking piece of shit. You're a fucking piece
Lewis,
of shit.
Lewis, you're a Karen.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, it's just, listen, I know Lewis, and so I know what Lewis is doing is his best impersonation of a civilized human being.
Yeah.
And so he's going, I think the thing to do is not to smash his skull, but to say, I will go through the proper channels.
If this was a yellow cab, I would have bit his fucking face off. It's insane.
But
that sounds a little racist to me, but I don't know.
No, if I was racist, I wouldn't touch my mouth to his face.
Dude, but it just, I don't know why. I'm sorry, dude. It's just, it's really funny to me that I know on some level, as Zach said, it's very rare Lewis gets out alpha'd on a podcast. And that Lewis is telling this story in front of his ECW childhood hero, who is already like, get through it, son. No one cares. And then Lewis starts the recording, and it's him going, I will tell on you, sir.
No, I'm recording you, so everything's on the up and up.
I'm sorry.
Lewis, you
so
lost.
So then it ends with me getting out of the car and opening up
God,
all of his
there's
doors.
More.
There's more.
Holy
I end up
shit,
opening all of his doors.
This is unbelievable.
To make him close his, he has to get out of the car and close his doors.
I know that move. Like that. That's a good old, fucking 15-year-old furious in a car.
Close your own doors, you fucking
open
piece
all
of
your
shit.
Doors.
Now you got to get out.
And then I get a text from Uber saying that I was being threatening to the Uber driver, and I never threatened him.
You opened all his doors.
I opened all of his doors.
Nah, that's the opposite of a threat. Look how many escape hatches you have. You can leave this way or that way or that way.
You used to be able to beat the shit out of cab drivers. That's the biggest problem with Uber.
It was
No, dude, I've never known that you just beat the shit out of cab drivers.
Oh,
it was, I'm like, dude, is that the barrio?
It was the Wild West.
LA?
It was so good.
313?
It was legally encouraged from 83 to 87.
Yep. Uh-huh.
It was
no, they had to make it a law. It's a felony to beat up cab drivers and MTA workers.
They made it more
because they sucked. They suck so much, and they were getting their ass beat so much.
It's a law to beat up anybody. Guys.
No, I know, but it's a worse law. It's a felony.
They give you extra time if you fuck up a cab driver. That was like a fucking 90s rule that came in because they were just getting beat up so much. But they were like, maybe if we give them more time, they'll stop fucking up these cab drivers.
Sam, man, I thought you were really going to be on my side with this. I got to be honest with you.
He thinks you're gay.
He's
a gay tattletale.
I thought Sandman was going to be like, yeah, bro, pretty hardcore of you to fucking to videotape that cab driver.
Notice Lewis did not bring up his hatred of cab drivers in front of Sabu.
Oh.
Wow.
I did notice that.
Fucking Zach Amico, guys.
Wow.
The kid is good.
All right, what do you got next on this?
I mean, you know what? Anything I say, I feel like you're gonna shit on it.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about, the Theo thing. Theo Vaughn choking the guy, pushing by his throat. I just saw today.
He barely choked him.
Pushed by the throat is
pushed by the throat. Yeah, you see the video came out. I think it's today, of the guy he choked, telling you what happened.
Yeah,
it really does sound so innocent.
It does sound innocent when you hear that guy's perspective.
The guy says, he's like, I don't want to bother him while he's talking to somebody. Yeah. And then he says, that's what's crazy, he says that first. It's just, come on, man, what are you doing getting my face like that, man? You remind me of a guy from where I grew up. His name was Balloon Charlie. Balloon Charlie always walked around. And he had balloons, and he used to give people raw meat to eat. It was crazy. Call him Balloon Charlie. He was nuts. Give kids botulism.
Yeah, him and a local preacher.
Everybody got salmonella from his raw meat, and you bring around a balloon, Balloon Harry.
I didn't know you did such a good Theo.
Do I?
That's pretty good Theo. I just know that this guy's in the wrong. I haven't seen his response video. I just know, like... I know, Theo, you wouldn't get that response from him unless you were being fucking so annoying.
Yeah.
There's no way he
when you hear the guys, when you hear the guy's explanation.
Dude, if he's listened to this show, he knows what annoying is.
Well, yeah, no. Listen, Theo does that to Lewis. He does that to Lewis every time he starts a fucking Uber story. He'll be like, get the fuck out of here,
God, not another Uber story. I swear to God, I'll hit my
own. This guy's got Uber stories for days,
man. I mean, I do have more Uber stories if you guys want to get into it.
Oh, my God, please, no.
Every time he gets an Uber, it's another adventure in filming somebody and telling them he's going to talk to the authorities.
Sandman, what's the baddest you've ever seen a fan get beat up?
Oh, probably XPW and just when we beat the shit out of him in the promo. Not me. Big Dick.
Good save.
Dude, I was holding the curtain open. I'm like, go ahead, guys, you go. Yeah,
What started it? What did he do?
No, it was the whole thing with freaking XPW. We were doing a pay-per-view in L.A.
They showed up. Yeah, they showed up to ECW.
So it was other wrestlers who came to fucking, like, taunt you guys.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it was there to be on.
But have you ever seen, like a fan get out of line and then just get fucked up?
Well, dude, if you watch any of the old Japan stuff, you can see Bruiser Brody, Stan Hansen beating the shit out of fans. like
where they jumped
like
in the ring.
Cowbells swinging with Stan Hansen.
Oh no, they would run through the crowd.
Yeah,
because they were the bad Americans
swinging them, dude. They would run if you got hit. You got hit. And they were happy of it. It's not like, oh, I'm calling my lawyer now and I'm going to sue.
At any point did they start filming them and saying stuff like, I'm going to show the authorities this, that the rules are the rules?
No, and it was Japan, so everyone had a camera.
Oh!
an actual camera. Not a phone camera.
Have you ever had somebody like cross the line with you, a fan? Because you go out in the crowd, you drink beers with everyone.
No, dude. Like the one time me and Cactus, we were working at the Davey Arena in Florida, and it was a bull. It was like a bull ring. There was like we had to get out of there so they could do the freaking the bull
rodeo.
Ride
rodeo.
And, yeah, the rodeo afterwards. Somebody came over and grabbed me and Cactus, but we just pushed them away. But as a baby face, it's easy. But you didn't want to be a heel in like Puerto Rico back in the days because you
they're animals.
Shit. Hey, I didn't say it.
Well, they would like piss on knives, put Clorox in a squirt gun to try and get in the eyes.
There'd be a guy outside selling stones to you that you could throw at the wrestlers.
Jesus,
Puerto Rico. Yeah, that's how it was.
I feel like that shit. Like, I feel like that changed in the last probably 10, 15 years.
Sure.
But back in the day, like, people, the anger they'd have toward fucking the heel in wrestling would be like, they'd be outside like, that guy really fucking...
No,
like,
dude,
the
that's the
enemy.
Anger that they had at their wife, but yeah. They were taking it out then.
Yes.
Those guys, those heels saved a lot of wives.
I do.
Yeah, dude, it's like you cut somebody off a little bit on 95 and they go absolutely batshit crazy. Like, dude, that's not the problem, me just cutting you off right there. There's other shit in your life.
You're like, I don't want my fucking mother-in-law to visit this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Dude. It's something else in your life. It ain't that little cut.
You got three sisters. Why can't one of those bitches take care of your mom?
I mean, dude, if somebody just mildly cuts me off, like not even in a dangerous way, I treat it like they tried to rape my son. I will follow them down the fucking street.
Buddy, if someone's trying to cut me off on a slow, like, merge thing, and they're not doing the zipper, like, one after the other, trying to squeeze two in there, me and this guy are going to lock eyes. We have a whole...
Hey, we're going to lock eyes. He's in front of you right now. What, through his mirror, you're going to lock eyes with him?
No, he hasn't got in front of me. I'm dangerously teetering on smashing into him to make sure this doesn't happen.
I'm willing to kill both of us just so he can't cut in front of
me. I'll put us both into a wall to make sure you don't win.
Road rage is a very strange thing because it's just that. Yeah, who has that bit about it where it's just like literally it's the action of just doing that a little bit?
Burr.
It's Bill Burr? Dude, yeah. So... No. It's a different bit.
Well, I've also had the thing. I always thought it was interesting... This happened 1,000 times in my life when two people are when you're turning like away from each other on a thing and you catch eyes with another person in the car going away from you, it's like you're practicing staring down a real problem you're having. It's just like the weirdest grit down. Both, I've noticed it coming my way and giving it out. I'm like, why am I in a fight with this guy who's just driving by me?
Your story stinks. Here it is.
You got one? Let's
here
go.
This is exact. I'm telling everybody.
I like him using
right
his cane
now,
as a microphone.
You can
this story better rule.
Driving. I'm talking.
I know you're talking into the cane.
I'm talking into my cane here.
Yeah, let me and Sandman show you dorks how podcasting
is. Dude, this is the deal. You can cut me off anywhere you want on the
Sandman,
planet.
Sandman, face away from the audience, please. you're talking to them. It's a thing we don't do here.
I don't like this guy. You guys are killing me. So.
Dude, we don't look at them.
I don't give a fuck how you cut me off out on the road, but do not cut me off in my shopping cart coming down an aisle and freaking Acme, dude. These ladies just leave their carts in the middle of aisles, four-way intersections, old Japanese ladies, not having a clue, dude. I am hot. I get 10 times more hot in a supermarket than I do out on the road.
These bitches are aggressive in the supermarket. He's got a good point. Great story, dude.
That's a fucking story. Now that, yeah. Now that.
That was a home run.
Wow. It's like I'm trying to buy my 12 tiny shots. Move, bitch.
All right, that's the mark to beat. Jay, you're up.
No, I already failed.
Sandman can really take the wind out of your sails. It hurts. It fucking hurts. I'd rather you beat me with a cane than abuse my stories.
Well, Lewis.
Hey,
Lewis.
We can work on that.
Not yet.
Guys, please wait until...
Dude, I'm trying to jump to the fifth segment right here. I'm really begging is. You.
Here, let's Dude, let's
beating
find...
you up. That's where I want to go.
Let's find some common ground. Lewis, much like your... And this is real. I'm not making fun of him, Sandman. Much like your mom, Sandman has been a hooker.
Has been a hooker.
Not a hooker. I played second row.
He was a Chippendales dancer.
You were a Chippendales dancer?
Yes.
If you showed up, I would ask for a refund.
Okay, dude. And what I would ask you is, what are you doing at a Chippendales show?
That's fair.
That is good. Ah, shit. You know what?
And then I would pull out my camera phone and be like, sir, do you have a problem? I'll report to your manager.
You know what? I'm filming you. I don't feel like dancing for you.
I'm filming you. I paid my money. You'll dance. I'm filming you. I'll show this. I have followers.
I swear it.
Oh, shit. Give me another beer. God damn it. I'm going to get drunk on Budweiser tonight with Sam in. There we go. All right, that's yours. Is there no more?
Here, take it.
Okay, so we're done for the evening. Thank you, folks, for coming.
Oh, no, we're just getting warmed up.
We're not even Jesus halfway Christ. There.
Nah, you know what? Dude, that's a great pre-record for the fifth hour.
Is there any cut value of going back to showing what the guy said about Theo Vaughn?
Yeah, let's go back
the
to Theo.
Fifth hour.
You want to hear this, Dave, because what the guy says about Theo, it really...
Do you know
by the way, I'm not upset with Theo about this at all. He handled it however he handled it.
Do you know who Theo Vaughn is? He's a Nashville comedian, but he's like super famous and a nice guy.
Well,
the fact that he
very nice guy.
He's the guy who pushed the other guy by his neck. There was a fan that was coming up to him.
Here, show him the last 2 seconds of this video.
This is a fan's in his face,
and he fucking shoves him back like, get out of my face.
Okay.
I'm saying knowing the guy, I think the fan must have said something fucked up for him to.
Well, yeah. You'll hear.
Hey man, get away from me! I said, get away. Skedaddle.
Come meet with these balloons. There was a guy in my neighborhood named Balloon Larry. He used to fucking come around and fuck all the kids in town with balloons. And hell no, you ain't gonna do it with me. And he make balloon animals and send you home with them, and then they become your best friends.
He's having this conversation with fucking Vladimir Putin for some reason.
You talk to me like that.
That's funny.
Thanks, Evan.
What?
That is fucking
I don't
funny.
Like balloons, man. Balloons are unnatural. Why they float? If they're just airing them, why they float?
So this is the guy. This is the fan. This is the guy.
Oh, he's worse than I thought.
Imagine this guy's in your face, Dave. Don't you want to just grab him by his fucking neck?
I bought a bunch of balloons. I want you to sell
them. I thought it was the lead singer of Wild Planes at first.
A bunch of balloons.
Just sign all my balloons individually. Can't sign them as a group.
I need your signature on each balloon.
Yeah, bitch.
Hey, I'm the fan who got choked out by Theo Vaughn.
Choked out.
You
makes
suck.
Me furious.
You didn't get fucking choked out. You got touched on your neck and moved back. That's not being choked out.
That's not being choked out, but it's a little more than being pushed back.
Not
there's
pushed
an
back.
In between there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but pushed
somebody,
back.
Someone putting their hand on your throat is pretty threatening.
Nah, dude, choked out to me
no.
means you're put on unconscious.
Yeah,
you're choked
out. I'm saying, but it's more than just pushed.
Much closer to push than choked out.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he got pushed by his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
No, his neck.
You didn't even hear what he said his excuse was.
If you touch his neck here, this will be a choke out.
Sandman, there's no way we're going to fill 6 hours with this attitude.
Shit. Sam, and your son just left with a guy wearing a leather jacket and short shorts. No! Not again! Don't worry, Sammy. You're going to get him back on May 13th at the arena. Viking Hall, ECW Arena.
All right, let's look at this guy's explanation of what happened.
Hey, I'm the fan who got choked out by Theo Von. Let me tell you what actually happened. So I'm not just a random fan. I live in Nashville. I play music full time.
That's still a random fan.
That's a completely random fan. He's I'm not just a random fan. I have a TikTok account. That's a random fan.
I'm not a random fan. I work at the mall. So that is bad.
I mean, he's also just, he's looking for, like, which, whatever. I'm not going to hate on him. He's just trying to get attention.
Yeah, he's trying to hypnotize you with his shirt.
He poorly... This guy's a... Here's why you...
Dave comes to life when there's ECW's wrestlers on the panel. God damn it, you're killing him.
But here's the thing.
You guys contractually have me for 5 shows a year. Those are the ones I show up to.
ECW guys. No, this guy...
Hold on. Alex just asked Sandman to move over, and he just said no.
Oh, dude, who's she ever put over?
Harrington.
You know what?
She really brought him in the mainstream.
Ask a question, get an answer.
This guy, here's the thing.
Alex is dressed like an extra from Austin Powers, too.
Oh, baby. This guy,
that famous Austin Powers quote, oh, baby.
I don't...
Oh, he was trying to do an Austin Powers quote.
I was doing the... I was doing the...
Next!
Weird dancing. Oh, baby.
Austin
this guy... Powers. This guy is a knob for sure, but his you'll hear. Let him keep describing what happened.
It's a random fan. I live in Nashville. I play music full-time. That's me. All of this happened on May 2nd, you can see right there, which also happened to be my birthday. I had my gig from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. My friends brought me cake.
No one cares about the bar mitzvah you
played. The bar brought me sparklers. So when Theo walked in, he didn't have
any security. From 6 to 10, that's almost as long as this podcast is going to be.
That's half of this podcast right there.
Wow, this guy's really playing for a long time.
To him, talking to him, taking photos. I finished my show. This was like 10:18. Nobody in my party had talked to him yet, not even me. We thought it would be a funny video idea to get him and me popping my birthday balloons together because he's a comedian.
And I'm gay.
I was trying to be courteous.
Yeah. I'm a homosexual and he's a comedian.
For sure.
Pop my balloons, Theo.
He's a comedian. I was trying to be courteous because he was talking to somebody at the moment. So in this next video, you can actually hear me say, I don't want to interrupt their conversation.
Pause it for a second. Now, I will say they're about to show this, but this is the thing where you're like, as much of a knob as this guy is, it seems like it got to a bad place from where this started. Watch, go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt the conversation.
I was waiting my turn to talk to him. Everybody was all just standing around, having fun, having a good time. Nobody was bothering anybody. I mean, I'll show you the full video.
Hey, man,
you already suck.
That's the guy I was
Hey, bro, you have a right to videotape anything you want to. That's what I say. Good on you. Good on you for videotaping this.
Look. He says, I don't want to interrupt him.
This is where the video that you've seen starts.
So the other guy leaves him.
Will you pop some balloons?
There wasn't a cut there.
He turned away and looked like I said something offensive. I leaned in and said, hey, man, I'm a fan. I'm just messing with you. He turned back around.
I'm sorry. Already, as soon as you say that, I'm a fan, I'm just messing with you, is actually a fairly aggressive thing to say.
No.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's kind of like, I'm just messing with you. It's like, well, don't
Well, you also can't hear what he's saying. What if he's like, I raped your mother?
Yeah.
Just messing.
Just messing.
Just messing with you.
A long knife right now.
All right.
Sam just ordered a long knife.
That's okay. No, they make that here. It takes about 3 hours to cook.
Yeah.
We have a guy in the back who forges fresh knives for everyone. So.
And we'll just be hitting the home stretch of this podcast. So
you'll have it for the fourth quarter.
Looked like I said something offensive. I leaned in and said, hey, man, I'm a fan. I'm just messing with you. He turned back around and then aggressively got in my face right there. I was confused. So you can see me lean in and say, what? And that's when he grabbed my throat and shoved me back. What happened was a completely uncalled for reaction, especially when you consider the facts that nobody in my party had been badgering him for hours, we hadn't even talked to him. This was a 14-second interaction, and that was it. Yeah. As an entertainer in downtown. Yeah,
that's a good reading.
No, the thing about this, here's the thing. This guy is completely a knob.
We fucked with him for hours.
My argument would be that Theo definitely overreacted for whatever reason, but like it's also like...
Yeah, but if you ask a guy to get out of your face twice and then he's still in your face, kind of come back at you?
I think you can't say Theo overreacted. You just... Listen,
no,
dude.
No, they did.
I feel like you could have walked away from that without...
The balloons gave him strength, pushing. I'm telling you.
I don't think that guy was going to do... That guy wasn't going to do anything physical to him.
Dude. I'm serious, because that dude, he says what he said, you know what I mean? I don't know. To me, there's a reason the balloons are there when he goes up to there. I think this whole thing is like...
He's retarded.
I cannot imagine Theo doing that unless you had done some shit to warrant him doing that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just can't.
No, imagine. I don't think... I just think it's...
I think the guy was being annoying. He said, I don't want to talk to you. And then the guy came back. And at that point, dude, people get fucking murdered. Like, dude, Dimebag Darrell got shot to death on stage. If you come in somebody's personal space without being fucking invited... You almost got, you're a man.
It's definitely a reason to kill him.
A lot of things can kill you. Shotgun on stage, doing the Legion of Skanks podcast.
Gold birthday balloons.
Dude, I still think there's a reason the crowd's behind me right now.
Yeah, they wish it was over, too.
There's something with this show.
I swear, your people are the toughest people in this crowd. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Dude, they're my sons. They're pussies.
How many sons do you have here right now?
That's why you got to keep them close. They're going to get kidnapped.
Yeah, but they're not men like the way... Dude, this is straight fucking shoot.
When I was
19 years old, I was in a fight every single weekend for years. That's just how we grow up. You could go into a bar. You didn't have to show ID. You go into a bar. You lose a game of pool for money, and you get in a fight. You get arrested, and they let you out in the morning, dude. That was my life when I was a kid. That's why my character was so easy. Once I figured out that I didn't have to be a wrestling character, I could just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's when my shit took off.
Fuck yeah.
Just Todd's like, yo, Hack, go be yourself.
What was the furthest from your personality that a character you played was?
Nothing.
You never did like a wacky like Johnny Stardust or something like that?
Who the fuck is Johnny Stardust?
It's the fake character I made up that you may have played before you were the Sandman.
Well, before that he was a surfer and he was Mr. Sandman and he came out to the bung 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 bung. No, he really did.
No, I didn't. I came out to Big Shot by Billy Joe, loser. There. That's my real wife right there. All right, so here, that wasn't my original gimmick.
You guys are all about to get caned. Yeah. Stop laughing.
Why would you assholes bring that up?
Yo, that wasn't even my original gimmick. So. It's like March 6th, I go to an independent show. I had always gone to WWWF shows back at the Philadelphia Spectrum. Right. And every month I was there, I was always in the first row, the second row. So one day, fucking somebody papered mine and my buddy's car and said there was an independent show. I didn't even know what an independent show was. Oh, I knew that there was WWF.
And at this point, did you want to be a wrestler or no?
Well, dude, I wanted to be a wrestler since I was 5 years old. That's the only thing I ever wanted to be. But I don't even know this is my chance now. But we go to this independent show, me and my buddy. I watched the first match, and I said, Rubes, I could be one of these dudes. Gave the guy $3,500 like the next day. Had my first match by June 9th.
How'd you have that kind of scratch?
Huh?
$3,500 is laying
you
around.
You won a pool game and beat the guy's ass.
No, it's just...
Did you rob a guy at a pool hall and then beat the shit out of him on a weekend?
I know, he doesn't follow.
He doesn't listen. That's a problem with this guy.
Yeah, but then the next thing you know, I had Baby Doll make me these like neon pants that said Sandman on the side and an hourglass.
Dude, how long did you have the name Sandman in your head? Like, since you were a kid, you're like, that would be your
name?
Didn't. Where'd you
the
come up with it?
The guy that I paid the money to, a guy named Joel Goodhart, it was Tri-State Wrestling Alliance. I gave him the money. Like a month later, he came in and he goes, "Listen, you're gonna."
God damn, this story is boring. Is it gonna drone on and on like this? Is this gonna be all night? Because I got shit I could do. Motherfuck. What happened?
All right, so I guess I'm done for the night then, right?
Now you know why he's the Sandman. You fall asleep during his stories.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. We're such assholes to
each
other.
Please continue from right where you were. I want to hear the whole thing.
I'm actually genuinely...
Want to hear the whole thing.
No, I'm done. I'm not saying anything the rest of the night.
Wait, hold on. No, more
I'm
questions.
I'm just here.
Wait, but who came up with Sandman?
So fucking, it was a Mr. Sandman box spring and mattress billboard on 95.
All right.
The guy's driving to where we were training, walked right in, he goes, "You're going to be Mr. Sandman."
And I was like, and you all liked right. it. You
yeah.
were like, yeah, it's fucking
Yeah,
cool.
I dropped the Mr. And then just kept the Sandman. But yeah, my name came off of a billboard.
That's actually how I got my wrestling name. My wrestling name is Mattress Firm.
Mine's just Jacoby and Myers. They don't get paid until they make money for you.
They call me Dr. Zizmore.
I'd like you to meet Burlington Coat Factory. Yeah, yeah. We're more than great coats.
I am Robin's eighth and walnuts. Jerry's got a diamond in his beard. Lots of people think that's really weird.
Hey, you guys can be funny one out of like 10 times.
Every now and again, we park it.
Oh, listen, so Sandman, the thing is, you take those numbers, you do a 9-hour podcast, you got yourself a good fucking show. So you,
now, how old were you when you first started?
27.
Okay, so you're a fucking kid. You heard the Sandman name.
But you didn't take any, you didn't go to like a school first? You just said, "I'm showing up in Indy."
That
was the $3,500.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to school for it was like March 6th, March 9th, like my daughter's birthday. And then June 10th, I had my first match. But then
you were out at a wrestling match on your daughter's birthday?
Yeah. Yeah, but then fucking Jerry Lawler, because his company's dying. This is literally 18 months before USWA goes under.
Was Jerry Lawler like, "I heard your daughter just had a birthday"?
Oh, yes, he did know, and I don't know how he knew.
But
he told Goodhart, he goes, "I need a couple guys, but they need to have a gimmick." So I didn't have enough of a gimmick. So Goodhart's like, "Well, you got to do something with the surfing." I talked to the Pitbulls. The Pitbulls used to literally run Philadelphia back in those days. All the drugs, all the bouncers. The girls, everything. Gary goes, "Come down to my house." He takes me down to a bar on Delaware Avenue, and he tells the bouncer, he goes, "Go get that surfboard off the wall for me." The guy took the surfboard off the wall. I got a wetsuit, and then I'm going to USWA. And I'm on top working with Lawler 2 weeks later.
Wow. Jesus.
I'm doing main events with Lawler 2 weeks later. So I'm doing main events with Lawler like 90 days into my freaking, like, my career.
And he's a legend at this point.
You kidding me? I learned more with him in one match than I learned the whole time that I had been training.
What do you mean by that? What could you
How
learn
to
from
just me? Dude, it's so God, and I tell people this now and they still don't get it, is he sent everything to the ref to me. He would go say to Eddie, go, "Yo, go tell him this." He would come over and say, "Hey, Jerry said do this." And that's what I would do. We wouldn't talk before the match or whatever. We'd do like 25 minutes going out there with nothing. You know, I'm shitting myself literally because I'm so young and I'm used to going out there with every single spot set up.
Yeah,
I'm going out there with no spot set up in a meeting with Jerry Lawler. And that's just how I learned.
So it's the as far as I understand it, right,
the talking to the ref thing is like, which I've heard wrestlers explain this. It's like, if you talk to each other, then that's obvious to everybody. But if you go talk to the ref, you could frame it like, I'm fucking complaining about this bullshit. But then he goes and fucking tells the other guy.
Yeah, you're doing all this, telling the ref.
I still, one of the things, all right, so when I was a kid, for most of my childhood, I thought wrestling was real. Then I remember...
Until I was 14.
I remember, seriously. During his first match, he's like, all right, what are we doing here?
I was ready to kill.
Came from the kill at will.
So I remember getting to the level like where I was like... when I was like 8, 9, I remember being like, no, because adults had told me wrestling is not real. And then I'd be like, no, I know it's not. Except that one time, like, The Undertaker really did fuck up that one guy that one time. Like, sure. I know what you're saying, it's mostly not real, but he did bury that guy that one time, and that guy's dead. But, and then, when I got older, like, as a teenager, I was like, okay, so I think it's scripted, like, everything is scripted. And then the next level was realizing that actually it's not scripted, and that you guys are figuring out what the fuck you're gonna do while you're out there, which is... That's still the craziest of all of it to me.
Well, yeah, but that was back in those days. Now, right now, you go out and do it. You watch any AEW match, they have 200 things that they're remembering in their head. Like, if you watch FTR and, like, a six-man or something, like, there's literally, you guys get literally 200 fucking spots that are going on in that whole match that everybody needs to remember and be there for them.
So it's like perfectly scripted, like every inch.
Yeah, you're not just grabbing a guy and being like, hey, here, let me push you off and go tell that fat lady in the front row something or whatever, a joke or something like that.
His name is Zach Amico.
Sorry.
Relax. He's my friend.
Well, I think there's something interesting to me between the difference of like being like, hey, look, 3 weeks ago we worked out that you're going to throw me off this thing into this fucking table. And the reality, which is that in that moment, someone was going, I'm going to throw you into that fucking table. And the guy's like, all right, fine. That's pretty cool. I don't know.
Well, it's odd. Did you know that getting crucified was going to be such a pain in the ass afterwards?
To me, it wasn't a pain in the ass at all.
You didn't get any flack from it at all personally?
No, none.
Oh, those documentaries all make it seem like there was a whole bunch of shit from that.
No, the only problem was fucking Kurt Angle. Yeah. Oh, fucking problem.
So he was there and then he didn't want to be
videotaped. It was his first night in the fucking wrestling business. His very first night at his very first house show. He was sitting up in the Eagle's Nest. He's watching it all. He sees me get fucking crucified. He's ready to lose his fucking mind. I'm like, you're a pussy.
What a queef.
No, dude, I was hot. Because when we come back, I come. I mean, Stevie and Meanie, as they're like rapping, because I built the cross.
They said in the documentaries, they say they didn't want to do it.
Huh?
They say they didn't want to do it in the documentaries.
Who said they didn't want to do what?
Stevie and the Blue Meanies. That while they were doing it, we're like, we're Christians. We shouldn't
Stevie
do this.
Stevie Blue Meanie were doing whatever the fuck Raving was telling them.
Nice.
That's it.
Or else they'll take. Doing or he'll take your child.
Fucking told him. There you go. Yeah, but it was good. And fucking Stevie was like, as they're rapping, like I had these wires that were nailed, these ropes that were nailed in that to get around. And Stevie's like fumbling with it, and I'm pissed at him. Stevie's like, oh, man, this is fucked up. I'm like, Stevie, you motherfucker, get this fucking rope around my fucking arm. I'm loving it. I'm thinking this is the greatest thing ever. I'm not a freaking God fearing person. I don't believe in the Jesus thing and all that. You know what I mean? I believe in the universe. I don't believe that dude died on a cross or whatever for us. I just don't. So I didn't think there was any blasphemy about it. So I get untied. Once I get in the back, they push me up off the cross and I'm like, that was fucking great. And everybody's like this. Dude, the whole locker room had their eyes down. Or whatever. So then
this is fucking, it's so great.
It's awesome.
Dude, it's so great visually.
It's a crown made of barbed wire.
It's is one of your sons wearing that t-shirt
and
right
Stevie's
now?
Stevie's saying he's pissed right now, though. And that's Raven.
I know. Raven to go out and go goes, hey, sorry. I have to, sorry if we upset said anything about
Todd
God. That was
stop me. I was this close to going out there and saying, fuck this, fuck, fuck this, fuck all you people. I don't say sorry for anything in this business.
There you go.
Because it's a joke, dude. It's what Kurt Angle could have been watching a movie.
Hey,
do you think he would have got pissed if he was watching a fucking movie about wrestling? Right.
Hey, probably. Sounds like a real snowflake.
And then 6 months later, fucking The Undertaker puts Austin on a fucking on cross.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he went to Vince and complained then? No.
Lewis? Yeah. Jay? That's how you tell a fucking story.
That's a story.
Let's do plugs real quick.
And those getting into this fucking trivia.
We got some plugs. We only have 3 hours of show left, Sandman. So let's plug what we're plugging. Obviously, the Sandman podcast.
Is this John Cena hair plugs?
The Sandman podcast, you get it on all platforms, I'm assuming, correct?
Dude.
They know. They know. Your kids are your podcast producers?
Is he lying or is he under Raven's control?
They run it all, dude.
That's great.
And it's called the Sandman Podcast. That's it.
Ty,
can we pull that up, Alex?
It is the Sandman Podcast.
The Sandman Podcast.
He doesn't know the name of his own podcast.
Look at it.
That is hardcore.
That's a cool fucking logo.
I'm like, you'll find me if you look hard enough.
Well, here you are.
That's from his Chippendale days. Zach, what are you plugging?
Check out my morning show here on the network. Zach Lee Goes Morning Zoo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And all this week, I will be on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling doing commentary. Check up JCW on Instagram for all the dates. I work with JCW. I do commentary for them.
Hell yeah. Come see me on the road, guys. This week.
I thought his necklace was just cool. I don't know what the fuck you said. It's
ICP.
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I was so high working for them the last time I did one of their.
High on what?
JCW.
Yeah, but the whole weekend.
Gathering of Juggalos.
Wow, they were not happy with me.
Oh, no. Dude, when clowns aren't happy with you, you can't tell.
I was taking a shitload of ecstasy, a shitload of mushrooms.
Nice.
And then I stole the head guy, the head director's fucking
golf cart.
Yeah.
Showed up like 7 hours later. They were not happy.
Oh, well, I mean.
Didn't go to the ring till 3 a.m.
Isn't it funny when the people that are mad at you are the gathering of the Juggalos? You're like, oh, I broke the rules of the Juggalos.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck. What are you gonna do to me?
Come see me live on the road this weekend. I'll be in San Antonio on Thursday, Fort Worth on Friday, Dallas on Saturday. Next week, I'm in Europe. I'm going to Amsterdam, Glasgow, Ooh. Dublin, Manchester, and London. Dublin sold out. Manchester sold out, but we're adding second shows each night. So come out and get those tickets. You'll be able to get tickets. They should be on the website this week. Boston's coming up. Baton Rouge, Long Beach, Missouri, Mobile, Alabama, Atlantic City, New Jersey, right before I film my next special at Tampa Side Splitters on July 12th. Get those tickets. Zach Amigo is going to be with me that whole week.
And thank you all for coming out tonight.
No, we have another 3 hours saved there. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. Get the uncensored version of the show. We do a bonus podcast every Friday night just for subscribers. Use the promo code Sandman and you save $1.50 a month.
That's funny.
Baby.
That just is.
I want to thank all you guys for coming out. I want to thank Sandman for celebrating the 1/3 intermission as we get into this. Guys. I will be back in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys June 13th through 14th. Come out there. I love that club. One of the best in the country. And then
dude,
I will
isn't
be out-
it a half beer club? Dude, it's the limit in Salt Lake City. Like a 2.25?
Maybe. Listen, for those Mormons, it's a party.
Very, very possible.
All right? So come on out to the show tonight. That probably is true.
Mormons, it's a party.
It probably is true that your beer is not as good as real beer. But after that, I'll be in Denver, where the beer, I think, is twice as good as other beer because you have altitude sickness. July 10th through 12th out there. And then Cleveland Hilarities, Comedy Connection in Providence, a bunch of road dates, comicdavesmith.com for all those ticket links. And then part of the problem.com.
Dude, is all this shit you guys going somewhere to do a show?
Yeah, we're all touring comedians.
Shit.
We're on the road, you know?
Oh, good job, guys.
Well, we're not.
fucking good shit. You got that many.
We're
dates.
Trying. We're trying
You're doing
our best.
Something correct it.
We are trying.
I thought this was a one-stop shop right here.
Now Jay, from what I understand, has no dates.
Oh. No, I'm
prove
all over
me
the place.
Wrong. Prove Big me J wrong. Show me some dates.
BigJComedy.com and Big J Oakerson's Peter North American tour coming on a city near you.
Just go to my dates again.
You get it. You get it. Levittown, New York, Governors, Long Island, everybody. Come check it out. San Diego, California, American Comedy.
Sandman, doesn't this story suck?
Yo, wait
Comedy
a minute.
Zone, Charlotte.
You guys have all different shows?
Yeah.
We all tour separately.
Tacoma Comedy Club.
Come to see you guys. I
don't believe it either. I thank him at the end every time. Like, I can't believe it's happening. Tacoma Comedy Club. Me and Lewis are going to be out doing Story Wars. We're going to be doing it in.
Oh yeah, yeah. June 11th, we're doing the Mothership.
Comedy Mothership.
Story
Wars. Story
Wars
again.
I forgot about that.
At least one show.
Giving away tickets. What else do you give? Like Starbucks or something? Coffee.
Starbucks credits. Yes. At my shows, you'll be receiving Starbucks credits. We're going to also be doing Story Wars out in L.A., Los Angeles, the Comedy Store, so make sure you come check that out. Guys, thanks so much for supporting the second half of my Them They crowd work double special on YouTube. Keep watching, everyone. We're going on, we're going to do a pretty big podcast that I think is going to bump up them views, so I'm pretty excited for that.
You can just say it. We're not Dave. We're not faggots. We're doing Rogan.
Yeah, we're doing Rogan. June 11th.
June 11th. Me and Jay are both doing Rogan together.
Yeah, you guys are doing Rogan?
Yeah. It was supposed to be just me, but I made room for Jay.
Thank you.
I'll put the nicks on that.
That sounds like bullshit. I swear. You made room for him?
Yeah. We're going to do Rogan. We're going to be doing a Story Wars at the Mothership that night, so come check that out. Make sure you check out Story Wars on the Gas Digital Network and wherever you get your podcasts. Story Wars, America's favorite new comedy game show obsession. Of course, The Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Series XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. Let's get Lewis caned.
Not me caned. Three of us are doing trivia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot Jake.
Yeah, Jake's doing it too. So I asked Jake to get more beer for us.
Oh, my God, shut up. Let's get to the next fucking segment. You're killing me.
This is the next
segment.
Jesus Lewis, I think
Christ, can this whole show not be filler?
I wish we could fucking have you guys write your answers down so whoever gets it wrong gets caned.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What, you're just making shit up off the fly now? How about I have something to say about it?
You're going
to
do the
What's going on here?
You can make the rules. He's like, I'm just going to beat the shit out of everybody.
So Zach, Lewis, and Jake, your favorite, are going to be asked a series of increasingly more difficult ECW trivia questions.
You lost me already,
questions.
Dude. Okay, all I care about is the beating.
Right. Well, you'll know then. I'll ding the bell when they get it wrong, and you have to give a beating.
Yeah, I know, but I think that we should take somebody from the audience to deliver a beating.
To deliver? No. You have to deliver the beating.
That's what I think.
Fine. If we're gonna pick somebody, it's this chick right here.
Dude, she will kill you.
I vote for the server. Put the server on the rack.
Dominican waitress.
That's great.
Dominican waitress, hit them with a cane.
Girl, relax. No, the girl's like, I got one at home. And her husband's like, yeah, she does.
It's so much heavier than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, dude, stop swinging it like a woman.
Yeah, you're swinging like a chick, dude. That was like being hit by a chick.
Can I be in charge of this segment? I want people to work.
Oh, sure. Yeah, what are we going to do?
If you're going to be in charge, you're going to be in charge. So we're going to write our answers down. Yeah.
So,
all right, so we got
the questions.
We have our team. They've prepared trivia, ECW trivia questions.
Yeah, all right, that's a shit. I don't know.
Give it a
Okay, so now, if you get it, all right, how many people are actually making answers?
It's me, three. Zach, and Jake.
All right, you three.
Here. Can somebody hold Sandman's mic for him? That's right.
No.
Hey, Josh, you look like a mic stand. Come here.
You look like an old-timey boom mic. Come over here.
Yeah. Josh, you're a Bill Cosby drawing. Get your ass over here.
Okay. Now, suppose two of you get the same answer right.
Wrong. If we get it wrong, you cane us. Okay, anybody gets it wrong.
All right. So if two of you get it right, somebody has it wrong.
Wait.
If two of you have it wrong, somebody has it right, so two of you get caned.
Whoever gets it wrong, you cane.
Wait, was there?
I was,
Mike.
Sandman.
I know you got this.
I'm trying to get two guys caned in one wrong answer. Yeah. And three guys caned in one wrong answer. I get them all on your knees here.
I feel like his aim isn't going to be good. He's going to crack my skull.
Lewis, I want things to be fair and square.
Where's the first fucking question?
I want things to be fair and square. I told earlier that Jake possibly saw some answers?
No. He just saw that he didn't know that he was going to be part of this game until he arrived.
Oh. All right. Gotcha.
Jake, hold on. Dude, you also said that you would sue
bullshit,
us if you got hurt.
Whatever he just said.
Hold on. Wait.
I didn't like him be so happy while he was answering
quick,
that.
Real quick. Jake, give verbal confirmation to the camera that you cannot sue us no matter how badly this hurts. Jake,
come on. You do have to do that. Yeah.
I fucking won't sue.
No matter
sue
how.
Sue what? I won't sue.
No matter.
No matter.
No matter how much it hurts, I won't sue the Legion of Skanks or Gas Digital.
Or Sandman. Or Sandman.
I almost hit him right there. I did.
Say or
but
Sandman.
I didn't want to hit the camera thing.
Say or Sandman.
I'm uncomfortable with how much power the weapon seems to give Sandman. he's got more.
Yo,
energy.
Dude, but the thing is, I'm not going to be slinging it. I'm going to give it to a person to sling
it. I see that. All right. Now,
this ain't on me.
Now, how does this game work? The game
works the way I said it. Where's the fucking questions?
Wait, these are the questions. Does he have the questions there? No. No, those aren't the questions.
No, hold on.
Those aren't the questions.
Do you want me to give him the?
I think Mike. No, I think.
But you got to read them. You got to read them from the beginning.
Hold on. Mike is going to ask. Let Mike ask the questions.
Okay.
Then let everyone answer them.
And then say.
And then we'll hold them up, and we'll see who got them wrong.
I'll be the executioner.
You're the executioner.
That's right.
I like that. This could be fun.
All right, guys.
How come they haven't brought us more beers?
They're at the store right now. Who went to the store to get beers?
Dom.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Dom.
Classic Dom. Ready for the first question?
Yeah.
What does ECW stand for?
Okay. No one give it away. We have
everybody gets hit if they all have the same answer.
No.
Ooh, I don't mind that.
Sandman rules.
I don't mind that.
Sandman rules.
That's insane. All right.
All right, answers?
Answers. Got Jake. Extreme Championship Wrestling. Zach?
Extreme Championship Wrestling after they changed it from Eastern Championship
Wrestling.
You don't get, Zach, you don't get bonus points, asshole.
No, that's bullshit, that answer.
Oh.
Wait, no, who, we didn't ask him before and after, did
that
we?
That is true, actually.
I said formerly known.
Lean the fuck over, man.
Oh! That sucks. That's,
wait.
I'm not having this.
He got that for getting the answer.
Wait. I got to do this. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah.
Gotta respect that. Total fucking respect there.
Well, the second one was so much worse.
Oh, I hate this. It's whoever gets the first thing gets three wrong, then the game's over.
Thank Christ.
Well, wait a minute. Where the fuck are your answers?
No, they're not playing. They're pussies.
Well, wait a minute. He's the only one playing?
No, I got my answer, and he got his answer.
Well, I don't see your answer.
I was right. I swear to God, I was right.
Right.
Oh, he didn't give an answer.
No, I did give an answer. I gave an answer.
He didn't give an answer.
Yes, I did. I swear to God, I did. Samuel, I gave an answer.
I didn't see it. Did
you're drunk off of 99
answer?
Bananas.
Nobody saw his answer.
I saw it. Thank you.
I saw it.
You saw it, right?
No.
Gee, Mike, do you want a fucking job? Did you see it? We also, I just erased it.
Oh, you even back there.
Lewis, get your camera out.
Oh, you.
This is the time. Take out your camera.
You are getting caned somewhere in this segment, lady. You.
I want her.
She will splinter. She will splinter like a 2x4.
You can actually use her as a cane.
All right, what's the next fucking question?
Let's go.
Question two. Who was the owner of ECW?
Oh, which one?
The first one.
Fucking losers.
All right, ready?
The first owner.
Todd Gordon.
Todd Gordon.
Uh-oh.
Jake?
Jake says Paul Heyman.
That's interesting because he was the later owner of ECW.
He was the later owner.
Assume the position.
First of all, I'll be delving out.
All right, you can delve it out. I was telling him to assume the position. Please don't hit me.
Lewis, you want a piece?
You spelled Todd wrong.
No, I didn't. I didn't spell Todd wrong. How do you spell Todd?
Jake, get your ass over here.
Assume the position. And I'm sure this ain't the first time tonight you've heard this.
I guess not.
There's only one a night of them.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Question number three.
Question three. What was the name of ECW's first pay-per-view?
I have no fucking clue. Oh, wait a minute. Like, barely legal? One night stand?
All right, guys. Three.
Hold on, nothing. All right, dude, done.
Answers?
Answer.
Barely legal.
Ah, shit.
Oh, you both got it right?
Is that the answer?
Barely legal.
Oh, thank God. Jake?
Okay, so you both get Kane.
No. Jake had no answer.
Okay,
no, Jake gets
so
Kane.
You both get Kane.
No.
No, that's the rules.
The rules, no. If you get it wrong, you get Kane.
No, wait. So I don't know if I read the rules for you.
Two people had the same answer. Both get Kate.
Simon, that's not the rule. No!
Fuck with me.
We had it right.
Son of a bitch, you got it right.
I had it right, Simon.
Dude, you're fucking next. Don't think you're getting out of here without a whack.
I would have done this, but I'm pregnant. I just found out last week. It's a pretty exciting time for me and the family.
That hurts so much more than you think it does.
One more time.
What are you doing? You're animals.
Lewis, you can't be the only guy who didn't ask for another. One more
time. Thank you, sir. I will not have another.
Oh,
can we just clarify the rule? If you get it wrong, you get caned. Not if you get it right.
No, if everybody gets the question right, you all get caned.
But he got it wrong.
It started.
Hold on.
But he got it wrong and you didn't cane him.
You have to cane Jake again.
He didn't get it wrong. He had no answer. That was the smartest motherfucker in the room.
You know what?
He's like, I'm good. I'm saying it all.
Sandman rules. I don't mind that one. I like that. He didn't even try.
Fuck.
Jake, that can't work every time. You can't just continue to not try. Although I will say, not trying has gotten you pretty weirdly far.
Can I have another fucking beer?
Hey, you're going to need one.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, let's go. Where's the next fucking question? Dude, I'm all into this.
Sandman's lit.
Sandman is fucking lit right now. Like, yeah, boy.
Who did Sandman blind with a lit cigarette?
You're so mad at G Mike. You just looked over at G Mike with such a, you piece of shit.
I mean, Zach, don't put the same answer.
I'm not.
You're going to put the same answer
no,
as me.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Dude, it's a fuck question.
I know.
You know.
Ready? Himself.
Cairo.
Tommy Dreamer.
It was Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, did he get blinded?
No, he got blinded. No. No.
He got blinded.
No, he got blinded. You're wrong, you idiot.
Was it backwards?
It was himself. I'm the only one who got it right. I'm the only one who got it right. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. He blinded himself. He stayed in his house for like a month. It was a whole thing. Ah, beat them both.
He was depressed. His child was kidnapped by Raven and a bunch of gays in short shorts.
Beat them both.
What's that?
I didn't blind anybody.
Nobody was blinded. You're right.
Yes.
But that was the storyline.
Well, that was the shit's question. I didn't blind anybody.
Well, but the idea was you got
the blind angle was me getting blinded.
I know, but they got it wrong completely.
Who made up the question? Who made up the fucking
question? G-Mike made up the question.
Get over here. Get over.
Here's the thing.
G-Mike.
Nice. Love it.
He's hardcore.
This is okay because G-Mike had his baby weeks ago.
All right. I'm going to hit you on one, okay? 3, 2, 1. All right, that was all right. All right, this time I'll hit you on one. 3, 2.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Do Alex.
These are good. Anybody else got a question?
Oh, for the love of God. There's no rules in this place.
Wait, so they...
Wait, it's extreme rules. It's extreme rules.
Jake, did you catch yours this time around?
I won.
Oh, right.
No, you didn't. No,
you lost. Tommy Dreamer's wrong. He didn't
blind
anybody.
Jake and Zach have to get one, and then Jake's up two, because we end this one, somebody gets to three. Jake gets two.
Zach got one. Zach and Jake have two after this. Oh, Christ. Oh, the San Gennaro.
I don't understand why I'm hitting him.
Because he got the answer wrong.
He said Tommy Dreamer.
He said Tommy Dreamer. He was very wrong. This will never end if you don't get to three.
Dad, I apologize. I
really why do you apologize? He sucks.
Jake!
Zach also got it wrong.
No, he got it. He got his hit.
He got one already.
I gotta say, so I'm kind of loving this section,
it's
guys.
It's the best. It's fucking great. I'm loving it.
I agree now with section 4, 5, and 6.
All right, if one of you guys get the next one wrong, it's over. Please give me a good question, Jake. Whatever your name is, Mike.
Who's this delirious?
I got his name right.
It ain't over until me and her have it out.
Well, just so you know, Alex's husband, while we've been doing the show, kidnapped your boy. Where is he? Bring him back!
Just kidding.
Alex, he worked with Nancy Benoit. Run!
What is that? Oh, boy.
What's Sam Android, dude?
Zach, one more.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Who's getting hit next?
Cheers.
Hey! Pound it.
Cheers.
Pound them. Pound them, boys.
I don't take orders from anybody.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. I'm having fun. You're killing me now.
Next question. What the fuck is...
What could be the final question?
Please be the final question.
I know, Zane.
Maybe final question. The Blue World Order consisted of Stevie Richards, Blue Meanie, and who else?
Shit.
Seriously.
Hold on, Jake, are
you listening?
Dude, you're getting came for a shitty question right here.
Hold on.
If everybody gets it right, you get caned.
But she came up with that question.
Shitty question.
Jake's looking for help in the audience.
Jake, are you out of your fucking mind?
Jake's looking for help. Oh,
fucked up. That's fucked up.
What? Oh, God, you're going to get hurt.
All right, gentlemen, let's say it.
Supernova.
Hollywood Nova.
Supernova.
Hollywood Nova is the correct answer.
No, Supernova.
Why me? No.
Nova's the answer.
Nova's the answer. Get over
his
here,
Jim. His last name is Nova. It doesn't matter if you call him Jim, John Nova.
Oh, so then I guess
Nova Scotia,
right.
Doesn't matter.
Sandman, but that means...
Shut up, Jay.
Sandman, that means they all got it
they
right.
They all got it right.
So
yay!
All need a whacking.
Oh, all right. I believe it was if two people had the same answer.
No, that's not true.
No, it wasn't. Sorry. I wasn't sorry.
I'm sweating.
I'm
please,
starting
sir,
to
no
like
more.
This show.
All
what's
right.
next? Let's what get do in. We got up next, boys? I'm ready.
Let's get into the third hour. So anyway, did you guys see that Trump is to blame for a black woman being fat video? Fuck me.
Well, hell of a show, guys. I don't know who won. Lewis?
I don't know, man. The fans won tonight.
How about a big round of applause for our amazing guest, Zach Amico, ECW hardcore legend, Sandman. We'll catch you guys later this week. I think I'm going to throw up. Until then, everybody, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
You must be fucking over, Lewis.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.